Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey, BTN News listeners, welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is Monday the 13th, 2020. The best technology news has been happening over the weekend. Well, we got it for you right now, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Well, today's show is definitely going to have a bit of a security theme to it. So why not start off with 15 billion stolen logins circulating on the dark web? Yes, apparently a data loss detection firm has found about 15 billion login pairs with usernames and passwords, and apparently comes from about 100,000 breaches. This information, by the way, coming from Wired, by the way. Now, of these 15 billion login pairs, 5 billion were actually unique. The survey also details pricing, which varies widely, of course, based on how recent the breach is, and of course, what type of site it accesses. As you can probably imagine, financial services and banking passwords, yep, those command the most. Now, the digital security firm, Digital Shadows, by the way, has got all this info. Unfortunately, doesn't see this stopping anytime soon. And if you think 15 billion sounds like a lot, wait till next year when it's projected it will double. Yes, staying with our security theme, seems those folks over at Wells Fargo, if you're using TikTok, yeah, they don't want you to be using that app. Yes, the financial institution sent employees a note saying that, yes, remove this app from your corporate devices immediately. Now, this comes on the heels of concerns with TikTok's privacy and security controls. That's a whole other dark alley to go down. But the Reader's Digest version of it pretty much says, yeah, the app is pretty much spying on you, including your device info, your GPS location, and so many other things. Now, of course, Wells Fargo went on to say that corporate devices should only be used for company business only, and we've directed our employees that have this app installed to remove it immediately. There was also talk about Amazon doing the same thing, but as the recording of this show, it seems that they have backtracked on that somewhat, saying that that was an error and there's been no change in its policies right now for Amazon in regarding to using the TikTok app. And finally, hey, this harks back to last week. Remember about keystroking on iOS 14 beta? You know, LinkedIn and Reddit. Don't worry about it. They're going to fix it. Well, apparently that's not good enough for somebody, at least when it comes to LinkedIn. Yeah, they've got a lawsuit coming at them. According to Reuters, an iPhone user is suing LinkedIn over claims the job-focused social network has secretly read his iOS clipboard data very often, including the universal clipboard that shares copied content with nearby devices. Basically saying the Microsoft firm is spying on users and has violated California law. Yep, that's where this lawsuit's coming from. Now, LinkedIn, of course, has responded saying they are aware of the lawsuit and are currently reviewing it, though they did say that they don't store or transmit any clipboard data. And apparently, as of tomorrow, yes, July 14th, they will have a fix for this issue in the app, and it will be no more. At this point, it's just basically filing a lawsuit. Moving forward, yeah, might be a completely different story. Hey, and speaking of story, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, we'll send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yep, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the wonderful BTN shows over there. Of course, the news show. We got the Mac show for you, the big show, the photo show, and so many others. Give us a little like over there on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at you tomorrow for your Tuesday edition, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, let's get the week started on the right foot. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.